Number five.
That's the bloodiest steel cage match I ever saw.
Hi, Ben. Hi, Joe. This is Naomi, Ben's friend. I guess I could be Joe's friend, too. I just wanted to make sure you guys survived Black Friday, hunting for your Wii. It's a pretty daring move you did. Anyway, I noticed that your last show, you were doing some wonderful renditions of 80s sitcom theme songs, and I have a request. I would love to hear The Facts of Life. So, if you think you could do that, that would be awesome, and I will be listening. Bye.
Crazy shit.
Octolibo,
with some crazy shit.
Thank you, Naomi, for calling our voicemail at
718-304-7853-7. What?
That's the extension. You got that
extension?
Yeah.
And 7. Don't forget
leave
to save.
Leave off the last S for savings.
How the fuck would I do that? fucking mattresses?
Black Friday.
What?
Yeah, what happened Black Friday?
Well, you know,
explain to the kids what Black Friday
is.
Well,
with recent events, I think I just kind of changed the name. I'm tired of Michael Richards yelling about black people on Fridays. That's why it's called that, right? That happened on a Friday?
Yeah, it did.
Should I really tell what happened?
Yeah.
You and I decided that we needed a Wii.
Ner.
So
that's a Joe joke.
Thanks.
I'll give you credit for that.
Thanks. So we woke
up. I'm stealing it now, though. I'm saying it all the time.
Shit. Steal my stuff. My wallet, my jokes, my mother.
Your Wiener.
Wiener.
So, yeah, what did we get?
We got Wiis.
What?
Yeah, we got Wiis.
Finally!
Yeah, the wait's over for you.
It's awesome. Yeah, wait. Why? You got one, too?
Well, Santa Claus got me one.
So you have to wait. Forever.
Till Christmas.
What day is it today?
2010.
Okay. And that would be... Oh, it's the 26th, Joe.
Oh.
It's fucking 26th.
It's fucking less than a month.
It's crazy.
Yeah, sorry for not doing the show on Saturday. My fault.
What?
My bad.
Again, the whole Black Friday thing really changed the name.
I was in Jersey.
Smelly New Jersey?
Smelly New Jersey.
What were you doing in New Jersey?
Working on a new show. Doing a kids show now. For the kids.
For the kids.
For the kids. Me and Heather and I, working on a show.
So
we're building
sets. It's the first time you're working on a show together then, huh? You and Heather?
No, Joe, we have a vidcast.
What?
A vidcast.
What is a vidcast?
A podcast with pictures.
Awesome.
We'll play that at the end of the show.
Okay.
Oh, no, we got a request. We got to do the Facts of Life.
We're going to do the Facts
of Life. Why don't we play that promo right now?
Okay.
Naughty Karate, so they, you know, they understand where that is.
Because I was just singing. It's Christmas singing? Outside, but it's warm in here.
That's the boots song from Naughty Karate. Yeah.
Hit that shit.
Joe, what's going on with your face?
I'm channeling Pat Morita from Beyond the Grave.
Wow.
Yeah, he's telling me you need to complete your training as a ninja.
Wait, how do I do that?
He says, go to NaughtyKarate.com.
I love NaughtyKarate.com, that cool podcast with Jamie and Kyle.
Yeah, he's saying there's a vidcast you have to check out too.
Really? What's a vidcast?
It's a podcast with pitches.
Cool!
Yeah, it's Naughty Karate Vision.
Awesome.
Yeah, and Pat's also saying if you do this, he's going to give you one of his classic cars.
Cool.
The Miyagi-mobile.
Awesome.
Oh, he's also channeling a number.
A number?
He's telling everyone to call their number. It's 206-984-4177.
Awesome. And you guys should also check us out.
Yes, you should.
At iHeartSnacks.blogspot.com.
Give us a call at 718-304-7853.
Awesome.
Oh, no, he's busting into Miyagi Love Song.
Oh, my God.
Duga Diga
Good.
Yeah, that's some funny shit.
We're good, we're funny.
So how's your Wii experience?
Pretty damn good. I like it a lot.
Yeah, you playing little Wii Sports?
I got the Wii Sports because it's included with the package. My Wiener package. A lot of fun. You yeah, played that?
I did. It was awesome. I had a really good time. In fact, I brought over my Wiimote Ner today so I can play again.
Yeah. Ner. I'll probably bring it downstairs. I don't think we could play Wii Sports up here. We'll try it. See if it works out. Yeah, so I've been playing Wii Sports, playing Zelda.
How awesome is that game?
You don't want to see it.
I don't.
I'll tell you this.
Okay.
Great game.
Tell me that.
Really haven't played much of it, but I've played, you know.
Okay, I'm going to give you a little spoiler alert.
What?
Spoiler alert.
Oh, no.
Legend of Zelda?
Yeah.
You're right, it is a great game. That's what I heard. Put it on the intertubes.
The intertubes? Speaking of the intertubes, people email us. Gmail us.
How the fuck do they do that?
Anything. It's called the Gmail account. You can get it.
I can?
Yeah.
I got one.
We have one.
We do.
We share one.
Nice of us.
Yeah. iHeartSnacks@gmail.com.
Let's read some Gmails we got.
We got some Gmails.
Gmails.
Sing the song. Sing the song for the Gmail account.
Doom, doom, doom. Gmail's coming in. Everyone's reading the Gmails. Gmail's great. Everybody loves Gmails.
Actually, we only got one email.
That was a pretty good song. I should give some props for that. That was off the cuff.
Okay.
You read it.
Okay. This is from the J-Man.
He's back?
Yeah. Hey, guys. J-Man here. I'm writing to tell you guys that the Wii is a lot of fun.
He's right.
He is. The store that I went to brought Rice Krispie treats and some milk. So that rocked, too.
They gave him Rice Krispies and milk for getting up early, I guess?
Especially since all the treats had Wii written on them in icing. And some of them were shaped like Wiimotes.
Ner.
The manager asked the kid if he wanted a treat, and then he followed it up with, "I'll put Wii on them." I'm not sure if anyone else caught on to that the same way I did, but it was worth a chuckle. All right? I really don't have anything else to say. Dope Cheese 1.
Dope Cheese 1.
The J-Man.
Yeah, I bet he meant to do exclamation point.
Yeah. A lot of the kids do that.
Yeah, the kids. Let me tell you, that's a funny story.
Hold down the shift. Yeah. Would you eat a Rice Krispie treat with a Wii on it? With some Wii on it?
Yeah, I probably would.
Yeah. Gross.
We had a pretty funny experience getting our
Wii
nerves.
Why don't you tell the
Well,
folks?
I think we've told this on the air before that. The guy at EB thinks we're gay. Or GameStop, whatever they call it.
You're gay. I don't know.
He thinks we're a couple.
Yes,
we're both gay.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've all been joking about this for a while. When we get there, sure enough, he brings out one Wii as if we were going to go home and share it at our.
I'm not sharing my Wii with you.
Yeah, fuck that. I don't even share my Wiimote, right?
You don't even share
it? I don't share it, but you know what I do do?
What?
Whenever I play, I make sure I have my strap on. Wait, why are you laughing?
Your strap on.
Yeah, make sure I have my strap on when I'm playing my Wii.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're laughing. That's...
Well, because there's a little strap on the remote, and Joe called it a strap on.
No, I said I'm going to put my strap
on.
And you were like, oh,
that's funny.
You're gay.
You're gay.
That's what you said. I was like, why are you saying that? Strap on, strap on, strap on. We got some, MySpace.
Yeah. We got some MySpace comments.
This new MySpace thing, the kids with their MySpace.
Yeah. I don't know if we mentioned J-Man on November 6th.
We're going to read from November 6th up.
Yeah.
All right. You want to go first?
No, you go first.
All right. J-Man, November 6th at 2:19 p.m. Just so you know he was good. He writes, dope chizzle.
With an exclamation point, not a one.
Right, a one. J-Man is a good participant of the show. We should send him something.
Yeah, let's send it. J-Man, actually, I think I even have his address because me and Heather still haven't sent him the t-shirt that he ordered.
I'm going to drizzle some icing in the shape of a Wii.
Okay.
Ner.
J-Man, the t-shirt's coming. It's got a lot of shit to do. And Heather's mom is making the t-shirts. She's awesome in that, so it takes a while to make.
When am I getting my t-shirt?
Just to sew them up.
What the fuck is that about?
Anyway. Next comment from the NK, Naughty Karate, at naughtykarate.com.
Love them, check them out.
They sent us a little, sparkly animated gif of Ariel from Little Mermaid.
That's pretty cool.
Sing that song, Joe. Good one.
Under the sea. Under the sea. Alright, from Adam, my buddy Adam, who's on our other show.
Adam Geller.
Adam Geller. the other G, he's a G-Man. Like, J-Man, he's G-Man. Yeah. I hope... Wait, where am I? November 22nd, 2006. I hope to one day exchange Wii messages and Mii's with Ben and Joe. That's, he's going to.
Yeah?
He's gonna.
We gotta send you our codes. I think you sent me yours, but... I don't know. Did he send... I don't know. Anyway. Okay. Samantha. Sam. California Sam.
Yeah, good one.
She said happy... On November 23rd, 2006, 12:52 p.m., she said happy Thanksgiving, that's nice. Guys.
How was your Thanksgiving?
Good. How was yours?
It was great. Let me tell you, I ate so much.
You did.
Period.
sorry, I have what's your favorite Thanksgiving Day side dish?
I gotta go with yams.
Yams, huh? Okay, what's the... sweet potatoes and yams, same thing. Do you put marshmallows on top of the sweet potatoes slash yams?
I don't need to, but when I do, it's fucking great.
That's my favorite side dish.
All right, let me tell you. Last year, my mom...
Let me tell you something.
Take a drink.
That's my, the other show.
Yeah, my mom put a shitload of marshmallows on last year.
Mm-hmm.
Put them under the... put them in the oven. Then she, I think, to just keep it warm, she put it back in under the broiler.
Okay.
Caught fire.
Holy shit.
Let me tell you. You think, oh, you ruined it. No.
Best thing in the world.
It was like having toasted marshmallows on top of your...
Oh my god.
Fucking great.
I don't know who I was talking to, but when I mentioned the marshmallows on top of sweet potatoes, they're like, what? I thought this was like, everyone knows about this.
I'm gonna smack the person.
I don't remember who it was.
DDT then. What? DDT then.
Joe, DDT is dangerous and it's a chemical and it's bad for the environment.
That's why I'm gonna spray it on their face. Alright, what are we up to here?
Naomi.
Naomi, which her, what do you call it, like, tag name or handle? Her handle?
Her MySpace name.
I Heart Snuggles, which we all do.
Hey, it's almost like
it's like our show. She's just missing a few letters and added too many extra letters to make it I Heart Snacks.
Yeah.
Damn right I rock. Woohoo!
Yeah, because we commented on, or I commented on her page.
Yeah, she
with
rocks.
Our account.
She rocks.
Yeah. And then she commented again saying, oh, sorry. You said I was the coolest, which is true, but I also rock. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, can I talk about it? Because I haven't heard about it all week.
Can I tell you something before this, before I forget?
Yeah.
Heather, from the heatherbenshow.com. She doesn't know who... We were building a set for one of our show, from the new show we're doing, and I picked up a 2x4, and I went, ho! She didn't know who Hacksaw was.
Oh, God. Like, you have to culture that girl.
I know.
Especially if you're going to work on that new one show that you're doing together.
So anyway, yeah. That was my story.
I think we should go on a campaign.
I told her about him, yeah.
I think you and I should go on a campaign. We'll print out a picture of Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Okay.
We'll make like a dillion duplicates.
Okay.
We'll go somewhere like New Jersey or, you know, somewhere around here. And we'll stand in front of an establishment. We'll hand out...
I think a lot of people know who he is. I think just girls in general.
Let's find out. Let's do a read.
Okay.
Sorry. I can't talk. Let's do some research.
Okay.
I'm going to find out. Who knows Hacksaw?
How do we do the research?
We'll just ask people. You know who Hacksaw Jim Duggan is?
Guys, if you don't know who Hacksaw is, check out his Wikipedia page. I'm sure he's got one, right?
Yes.
He's got to have one.
And if you don't know who Worf is, check out his blogspot.
Yes, at itsworf.blogspot.com.
He fucking hates Willow. Yeah. Let me tell you.
He's not a fan.
Gonna kick him in the big head.
I think he's gonna eat him, too.
Yeah, probably. He's Worf. He can do whatever he wants. It's Worf. Guy just fucks people up.
True.
So, can I ask about your date?
Sure. But, is it a date? Yeah, it's a date, I guess.
How was your date?
It was good.
What did you guys do?
We were planning on going to the museum. This was last week, I believe. Yeah. And they fucked the trains up. The MTA... Everyone who works at the MTA is a retard.
You got that MTA?
No, I'm not going to say that. Everyone who works at the MTA is a great person, but what the fuck happened on Saturday? Was it Saturday?
That'd be a great bumper sticker. Everybody in the MTA is a great person, but what the fuck happened on Saturday? Was it Saturday? No, it wasn't, because we did a show on Saturday. I think it was Sunday.
Okay, Sunday. Yeah, the museum stop is 81st Street. and you're supposed to take the C, and it's just, you take it to 81st Street, and you're there, you're in the museum, and the museum has its own fucking stop, underground.
What?
Yeah.
They have a new subway underground now?
Yeah. It's underground, it's called the Subway.
It's like the Underground Railroad with Harriet Tubman.
Do you know who the mole people are? I'm trying to tell Naomi this.
Excuse me?
The mole people?
No, I'm not familiar with the mole people.
They're homeless people who live under the ground.
That's a great name for them. The mole people.
That's what they're called.
Oh, out of my way, mole person.
Check out their Wikipedia page. I'm serious. They have a Wikipedia page. Mole people.
Do you know the mole people?
They have really, like, big eyes because they, like... They have
Stop
it. I'm serious.
Oh, do you like them on fire, too?
Can't find them.
Because they're fucking moles.
Yeah. They're like, they steal stuff too. Anyway. So, the train didn't stop there because they're doing track work. We would have to go to 42nd Street, take a bus all the way from there to 81st. It was stupid.
That's stupid. So, you went to see a movie, this. I heard. Yeah. On your Wikipedia page, it said you went to see a movie.
Dead. We saw Borat.
It's a good movie. Good movie to see with the girl on the first date.
Good movie. It was fun.
Yeah.
Funny.
She enjoyed it?
Well, she saw it before. She wanted to see it again.
She's a fan.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to play a little Chuck Woolery here.
You're going to be Chuck?
Another one? Is there another date coming?
2 and 2? Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Or another hangout if you don't want to call it a date.
Yeah. We're gonna hang out. We're going to, I forget what movie Oh, Spellbound. That's why I was downloading it. I mean, I love the movie, but she has never seen Spellbound.
Good. It's a good thing to do.
Hey,
Maggie. Hi. How are you?
Okay.
My sister's in the room.
Hey, everybody.
How's school?
It's okay.
I heard you're graduating.
What are you doing?
I'm putting my hair up. Oh.
By putting it down. That's amazing.
Yeah, I know.
See? It's the things I miss.
Okay, Maggie. What's wrong with this picture?
Nothing.
I have just shown a picture of Seal with that weird dog.
There's a lot of things wrong with that picture.
Love in your hood.
Love in your face problems.
Which I don't get that, really.
I think he has a hoodie.
Hood, yeah, I know.
And like neighborhood. And like
love in your hood.
He's black.
Oh boy.
Yeah. All right.
How's everything? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's going good.
Yeah. Yep. Alright, bye.
See you later, Max.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. That's my sister.
Maggie?
My twin sister.
What?
No, she's not my twin sister.
Why not?
Because she was born in 84.
Damn.
You're the Macintosh.
You are old.
January 24th.
You know, on Thanksgiving,
Apple will introduce Macintosh. So and you'll see why 1984 won't be like 1984.
I hope they make another one of those with an iPod instead of a Walkman.
Did? Yeah, they did.
You know, Thanksgiving, I thought I was like 21.
Yeah.
I said, I'm like 21. Four.
21. Four.
Mom, I'm like, shut the fuck up. She hit me.
Oh my god.
Yeah. With a knife.
Oh. Go in your head?
Yeah. Remember that show we were watching when that kid had, like, a knife stabbed in his head? And the x-ray was ridiculous. It was his head and a knife sticking out.
What was that show?
I think it was called Getting Stabbed. Yeah, Knife Head. All right, we gotta do a song.
Yeah, are we closing out?
Is there anything else we have to say? You only have to wait 6 more days to our next show.
Yeah, look at that, guys.
How lucky are you people?
Yeah.
I think it's important to say now that we're in the holiday season.
Yeah.
That a lot of homeless people are cold. Light them on fire.
Yes. I thought you were totally going serious with that. I was like, oh boy.
Oh boy.
What the hell happened?
I've got a public forum, Ben. People need to know.
This is what happens when you do it on Sunday.
You should have heard the nasty things I said to Erica the other day.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, I should save that for the show. But I didn't, because you know what? I felt kind of bad.
What did you say?
I'll say it. Come on. I don't remember what it was. I think it was about,
Michael Richards. How he's stupid.
Yeah, he is dumb. Mm-hmm. He's dumb because you just can't say that repeatedly.
Oh. You could say it, just don't say it a lot.
Right, he could probably get away with saying it once. Yeah. I can't.
No, you can't.
I'm not going to.
You're not famous.
No.
All
right, so...
Was it you who told me, like, isn't it weird that the Seinfeld DVD
yeah,
this came out.
Yeah, that's...
Weird.
What's up with that?
Good one. Alright. Gmail us.
At iHeartSnacks.
At gmail.com. Call us.
1-718-304-7853. And if you request a song, hell, we're gonna sing it.
Yeah. As long as there's a MIDI file for it.
And the lyrics on the internet.
Yeah.
Alright, so what are we singing again?
Back to Life.
Let's do it. Coming at you.
Dope G's. You take the good, you take the bad, you take the moon, there you have
the facts alive.
The facts alive. There's a time you're going to go and know, you're going to know the facts alive.
The facts alive.
When the world that never seems to be living up in your dreams. And suddenly you find out the facts are all right.
The facts alive is what you're all about.
The facts alive.
You.
It takes a lot to get them right.
Learning facts of life.
Oh yeah. That's the other song, Joe.
Fuck you.